Steve. I'm Brian Witt, the doctor on tour.
G'day, Brian. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. Good.
Have you been enjoying the tour?
That's been excellent. That's
cool.
Been excellent.
And what about from your point of view? Sorry, keep going.
It's been good. It's been good. We've had a good team. We've had a good team on tour. We've been lucky to have an excellent physio who's dealt with most of our injuries, apart from injuries to staff, like the doona head that Barlow and Jason Green suffer from.
What, to get rid of Kieran and get a real?
Yeah. We've got a real. Morgs is, he's stepped up to the plate. You know, he's been very, very good. Allegedly going to Melbourne. Allegedly.
Allegedly going to Melbourne.
Yeah, allegedly going to Melbourne.
Let's hope he freezes down there, eh?
Yeah, you can only hope.
And what about yourself, apart from the footy? Have you enjoyed it?
Yeah, it's been excellent. I've been doing this for the last 6 years with the team, and I've always enjoyed seeing these boys sort of improve during the course of our tour, and they played very well last night, and I was really proud of to see them step up and play the best footy I think that I've seen that I think we could have seen from them.
Excellent.
They played a good Welsh side, and they did what the coaches wanted, and they remained disciplined, and they supported each other, and they came out with a win. What was most pleasing is just to see the development over the last 3 weeks,
yep,
from a side that really didn't know each other that well to one that was running good lines and following good plays and having good shape.
Fantastic. And yeah. With you having the same job doing this for the last few years, have you noticed? With injuries, have you noticed any injuries that are increasing as the years go by, or any particular injuries?
Not necessarily. I think we can have some bad years, and we can have some bad years, and we can be fortunate some years. Like on this tour, we've had a player that's fractured his arm. He had a forearm clash with another opposing player, and he fractured his distal ulna, and we've had a couple that have had knee injuries. One was prior to playing and just a training accident, because the grass they're playing on, the fields they're playing on, are very different to what we're used to at home, and sometimes it's a bit hard for them to release their foot and rotate. We've had in previous years, we've had, like, in one game I had a player dislocate his shoulder, and in the same game another fractured his neck. Last year or the year before, we had a player fracture his jaw. So, unfortunately, we had also a knee. A guy did his ACL last year or the year before. The injuries are there, part of the game. And I think you can be lucky and get away without any major injuries. And I think we've been fairly fortunate this year.
Well, that's good.
It's simply luck. And I think the boys are pretty fit, and I think their fitness and can help minimise their injury.
Yep. And who did you say had a broken arm?
Oh, I won't say that.
Oh, won't you?
I'm not going to say, because I'm not sure if his parents.
They know now. If you tell me, they'll know.
I won't say who it is, because a confidentiality thing.
Confidentiality will probably be in the local paper over there, mate.
Yeah, it will be.
Oh,
no, he fractured his arm in not the final game, but the game before.
Against the Community Lions.
Yes.
So he obviously didn't play in the Wales game.
No, he's out for 6 weeks. Yeah.
So just using Sherlock Holmes' deduction, we'll be able to figure that out.
Yeah. In the photos, he's the one that's wearing the forearm plaster.
As opposed to the bloke that's got the doona head.
Yeah. Barlow and Jason Green have got the doona head. They seriously worry me.
Are they coming back to Australia, or are they stuck there now?
Well, I don't think they'll let him in Australia with this condition. They'll be quarantined, and it might take him a couple of weeks to let him through quarantine.
Wow.
Because I really don't think we want people in Australia with doona head.
No, definitely don't want that disease coming over here. Sounds like it spreads real quick.
Oh, it's dangerous. Like, they've got a very close relationship, Barlow and Greeny. They're both Queenslanders, and it's only appropriate that condition exists in that group of people.
It's probably justifiable. Yeah. Cool. And you're off to Stonehenge in the morning, eh?
Yeah, it's a great experience for the boys. Like the more, it's a very interesting place, you know, and there's some controversy about how the stones were actually erected, and despite what's commonly believed, I think there's still some uncertainty about how it actually came to play.
And you've been to Stonehenge before, obviously, Brian?
Yes, last few years we've had a look, and always impressed, like we were today down at the Roman Baths in Bath, you know, where you look at this sort of construction that occurred, you know, sort of 2,000 years ago, and it's just amazing.
It is pretty amazing.
They used thermal springs to produce like an entertainment area where they existed for about 500 or 600 years.
Amazing. And with the Stonehenge, those big rocks that are sticking out of the ground, do you reckon the footy team be able to push one of them over?
Unfortunately, they don't let them anywhere near it.
But, right.
Yeah.
That's probably why.
Yeah, the boys will have a go. But I think they'll be pretty impressed looking at what was constructed. Yeah.
It's surprising that they've been pretty impressed with all the things that yous have done so far.
Yeah, we try. The cultural stuff over here is really good, and it's you know, as much as the footy, it's Jono's big on broadening their minds and showing them different cultures and different aspects of history.
So he's been down to the Soho district, I hear, for a bit of culture.
Well, he was able to keep him away from the areas in Paris that were most notable for that type of activity. Yeah, he was able to avoid Moulin Rouge and that area that's famed for entertainment this year.
Fair enough. The boys aren't 18 yet, so they shouldn't get to see all of that.
That's right. That's right.
Just old blokes like us.
Yes, exactly.
Cool. And so there's no injuries, just a couple of broken, just a broken arm, a sore knee, and it sounds like a pretty successful tour.
Yeah, it's been a successful tour. One of the knee injuries, the main knee injury was something that came on tour with us, and unfortunately it was aggravated prior to us playing. And the other, we had a couple of head knocks. The boys didn't seem to have any major problems with it after. I've stitched one guy in a game before last, and pretty much everyone seems to be pretty right. You know, we had a few bad bruises. There was a bad cork, lower quad cork, and that player hasn't played for the last two games. And he was one of our better players in the early games. Brett Jarrett. He's an excellent player. Yeah. We've got a player, Matt Neen, who's one of our hookers here. You won't mind if I put Matt on?
That'd be great. I'll ring you back in 2 minutes, though. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'll ring back in 2 minutes and talk to Matt. Thanks heaps for your time. Brian, do you want to say good day to anybody at home and all that?
They all know I'm here.
And they've told Qantas you're not allowed back in the country.
Yeah, you can tell. I live in Lismore in northern New South Wales, and you can tell them I'm returning.
Okie dokie. I'll get them to ticket take parade.
I do general practice up there, but they know I'll be away and when I'll be back.
Good. There'll be a big queue. Okay. Good on you, Brian. Thanks heaps for your time, mate.
Yep, you're all right, mate.
See, I'll ring back in two.
Matt Nett.
Yep.
Okay. So.